Well, Jenny, big welcome to Women's Team Live, and I'm pleased to say we're in the manager's office where it's nice and warm and dry, horrendous conditions, but a big congratulations for you to the semi-finals.
Well, thank you very much. It wasn't the greatest of performances today, but we knew that the elements would play a part today because it was terrible out there with the rain and the wind. And it really did affect the pitch as well. The pitch became really, really slow because of it and the ball getting hung up in the wind. It wasn't the greatest of performances, but it was a really good performance for me because it was... I didn't want an easy game today. I was a bit like reluctant to having like a high scoring game. I wanted a challenge today because of the game that's coming up next week, because we need to stay focused. Yeah. We need to stay, like, I don't want the team getting complacent. So I'm actually really pleased that we showed that we've got depth now in the squad today, with the two new signings coming in with Chloe and Emily, and I thought they both did really well. We were able to rotate, was able to give more minutes to keep everybody fresh. So even though it wasn't the greatest of performances, there was a lot of positives to take from it, and I'm pleased overall that we was able to get the result.
You must be pleased with the performance because it's a three divisional gap, but I was very impressed with Atletico Middleton, especially the counter-attack. They were really impressive, I thought, considering the level.
Yeah, the number six that played in the top line early on played on the left and then moved into centre-forward. I think that was their main threat, and probably the only threat really that they had was the counter-attack. She was very quick and caused Jay some problems. I mean, we'd encouraged our full-backs to push on, and I think that when we conceded the goal, it's because the full-backs had pushed on and they'd done a direct switch of play. And got into that gap that we'd left. And I think that was just a bit of a wake-up call for the whole team to go, look, you can't be complacent. You've got to read the situation. We've got to deal with the ball at source, and we've got to stop them getting into these gaps that we're leaving. Otherwise, we'll end up being banked up as a back four, and we don't want that. So it was a wake-up call. She was a good threat. But, you know, I think as they went on, they tired, as we would have predicted, and we was able to bring on some good players with some good strength, because we talked about that depth, and that was certainly there today, so I was pleased.
Absolutely. Obviously, through to the semi-finals, and all attentions are on the FA Cup now, and obviously survival in the league as well, but this is a nice thing in the background, isn't it? Because we're only one game off from the final now, and the potential for silverware, which would be good in this one game at a time and one round at a time, but we're almost there now.
Yeah, I believe, if I'm led to believe the rumours, we'll be playing Bury in the next round. But as you've just said, it's really important to stay focused one game at a time, one week at a time, one competition at a time. Yeah. And this is another reason why I wanted to get the depth in the squad, is to be able to not take too many risks in the Manchester Cup where it's not necessary. Yeah. You know, today I had rotated, and I did want to try and avoid some players playing, you know, maximum minutes or getting any knocks or niggles that are not necessary. But we managed to get through as much as we needed to, and I was really pleased with that.
I'll be dead quick because people are banging on your door because you're very busy. But we gave a player the match to Kershaw. I thought she was brilliant this afternoon. I gave a player the match to Kershaw, who I thought was brilliant this afternoon. But we go to Hull now, don't we, on Sunday. It's going to be a big game. The AGM is taking place as well beforehand. This is a big Sunday coming up for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. In terms of our preparations, so we're going to be fully focused Tuesday, Thursday, controlling our controllables, doing everything that we can. We've already obviously started the analysis of Hull and looking at their strengths and weaknesses and where we can exploit. So we will be well prepared. And then going into Sunday, we've got the AGM, but we've also been doing a lot of advertising. We've been offering lots of free family tickets to schools, which seem to be very well taken because my inbox on emails has been going through the roof. We're going to be encouraging all fans and members and owners of the club to be coming down. So this week I'm going to be sending a personal letter to all owners to be inviting them to come down and watch the game and get behind the women, because we've got sort of short term is the one game. Yeah. We've got an opportunity to go even further in the FA Cup. We've got an opportunity to right the wrongs from previous weeks when a few weeks ago when they came here and beat us quite heavily. I think we're in a much better place sort of squad wise, depth wise and performance wise, to really give it a good go. So I think it's going to be a good game on Sunday. And then sort of like longer term is trying to put on a good performance so that we continue to get even more backing from the club back, the women's team, a lot this season. I've been really pleased with it, but you know, going into bigger, longer term, I want more from the club. Yeah. And the owners, so if the owners come down and see us and see how far we've come on our journey and see the type of players we've got and the performance we can put in, you know, there's going to be a good buzz around the women's team. And then we want to be engaging with more fans so that we can get more fans into the game and keep them for the future as well, which is going to be really, really important. So on many levels, Sunday is going to be an important day, and I'm really looking forward to it and going to be ready for it.